We're coming up on Black Friday and Cyber Monday next week and holiday shopping. Are you in the market for a car? Well, Nick J. Miles, automotive expert, TV and radio host, president of the Northwest Automotive Press Association, joins us this morning to talk about why this might be a good time. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Well, you did a recent survey that says that shopping experiences show that people lack confidence when shopping for a new car. It seems why is that? It seems with all the ways we're able to figure out car prices and where to go, why are we having a lack of confidence?
Yeah, it's actually Capital One that did the survey. It's a really interesting survey. So 80% of consumers are not fully confident in the buying process. And I think that equals also 94% don't think that the process is completely transparent. I think that's basically because then nobody really understands the car buying process, right? You go and sit at this desk at a dealership for 12 hours. You have all these different papers to sign. You're really not sure by the time you get out of everything. And the dealer legally has to give you so much information to make sure you're fully informed, but you just don't have time to understand it. What I do personally is I'll go to somewhere like Auto Navigator, which is a Capital One website, and there you're able to actually get pre-qualified to your financing, see all those terms, and at the same time, you can also look at inventory. They have like 12,000 dealers, 3 million cars online, and so you can actually work it out before you go, and that's always my number one tip, guys, is if you're going to go buy a car, it's probably the second biggest purchase you'll ever make in your life. Be confident in shopping and do your research before you go. Make sure you're not just window shopping and you end up with something that you're not really happy with and you don't understand how you got there. Be confident, know before you go.
Nick, Bruce mentioned Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Why is this a good time to shop for a car?
There's two reasons. It's sort of to the power of two. Dealers are getting towards the end of the year, and they want to show their bosses that they did a great job, and they sold all these cars on the lot. So they're desperately trying to get these cars into the hands of families who are shopping for a vehicle this time of year. But the second one is we're doing that model year changeover. So those 19s are coming in. They're coming into dealerships as we speak, and those 2018s, they want to find new homes as soon as possible. So you add those two things together, always the end of the year is the best time to buy because dealers are eager to put a car in your driveway.
It wasn't more than maybe a few years ago where I started seeing the toy ads, and then you'd see car ads with basically sort of the same themes to them, and I thought, really? I could, but it's quite an investment, but we don't want to get caught up too much in the hype, but still be able to get some good deals. Any other tips you can share with us, maybe some do's and don'ts as we get ready for maybe a final buy of the year?
Yeah, first of all, you should know, Bruce and Craig, it sounds like you guys are like me. Buying a car is always done emotionally. It's never done logistically with paperwork. I feel like my cars are toys in my driveway. However, get your paperwork ready. Pre-qualifying yourself for financing. I don't know if you guys probably don't like to sit in a dealership for 12 hours getting all the paperwork done. I always do it online, someone like Auto Navigator, get pre-qualified for financing. So when you go in, you're just basically handing the dealer a piece of paper. Here's everything you need to know. It's already done. Sign the car over to me. The second one is, I don't know if you guys know what the titles are for your vehicle, if you're trading something in. I don't know if you know where all your insurance information is. I always say put it in one big pile and take it with you to the dealership because it makes everything so much quicker when you walk in the door. And I like to, if I'm buying a new car, I want to get out and drive it the day I bought it and take it to my parents' house and say, hey, Mom, Dad, look what I got. This is really cool. I got a brand new car. I enjoy doing that when I buy a car. So I always say, get ready for the vehicle before you go to the dealer. And I always like to give them a quick phone call. I'll find the dealer online. I'll find the car online through perhaps Auto Navigator. And then when I find what I want to buy, I'll call up and say, hey, guys, do you still have this car available on the lot? And they'll say, yeah, I'm coming to test drive it. Don't sell it to anybody. I'll get down there. So I always know it's there. I'm ready to go. All my paperwork. And I can be in and out of a dealership buying a car in sometimes around an hour or so as compared to, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 12 hours, depending on how much paperwork I've got ready before I get there.
And that leaves more time for someone else to sit in that seat for 12 hours, right? It kind of gets you in and out. What I want to know is how do we know how much test driving? I mean, you can see online, you can see pictures, you look at a brochure, but actually you're spending your time driving a vehicle. How do you get to do that? And what are you supposed to be looking for other than wow, it smells neat, and look at the roads they're taking me on and how the braking works. What are we trying to do when we're on a test drive?
You recommend? Well, there's two things I always tell everybody. Test driving is free. You don't pay for it. You don't have to buy the day you test drive it. Go back. Go test drive it four or five times. You know, you want to be sure you're getting that car. The other one is make a list of things that you're looking for when you buy a car. I mean, it shouldn't just appeal to you in window shopping value. You know, I have people that come to me and say, I really need a car that has vents in the back because my kids get car sick and I need the air to blow on them. Or they all have iPads. I want to make sure there's a charger in the rear seat. You know, make a list of what's really important to you in your life. You know, are you going through somewhere that has deep snow? Do you want all-wheel drive? Is it important that you have an SUV? Going to your kids' soccer matches? Do you want to get a Christmas tree on top? I mean, think about all of those things that you want in a car before you get passionate about, you know, the brand-new Ford you've seen on the lot or any other car, any other dealership that you've seen on the lot. Get passionate about what you need for your family before you get passionate about a brand, because there are amazing cars out there for sale today. You just have to make sure that they meet your whole family's needs.
We've talked a lot about different things. Where can we get some good information and get us ready to buy a new car before the end of the year?
Well, I always use Auto Navigator. I think it's a really good place to go. You can see 3 million cars in inventory. You can also get pre-qualified for financing. You can compare cars against each other. And the great thing about it is, you know, if you go from dealer to dealer and you have them pull your credit report, it actually dings your credit. It hurts you. You don't, at Auto Navigator, it doesn't bruise your credit when you get pre-qualified. So it doesn't harm your credit at all. So I know by pulling my credit there and finding the deal I need on a car is the perfect way. Then I'm just getting that printed out, walking into a dealership and handing it to them, and everything's done.
Sounds great. Nick, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.